Hello, Abba speaking.
Hey, Abba. This is Sean from Legacy Insurance Group. How are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Catherine spoke to you yesterday about an auto accident that you were involved in, and the week before I had spoken with Danielle in regards to your concern about some life insurance. So I had actually compared
the...
What are
the chances, huh?
What's that?
So what are the chances that I'm talking about that against an accident?
And then you have a car accident? Yeah, that's pretty timely, I guess. Are you shaken up at all from the accident?
I think I was in the moment, but this was the first time I've been in an accident. But it went, I mean, I guess it went better than I was one of the few vehicles that could drive out of it. Most cars are towed, so that's good.
Yeah, how did it all start? Someone hit you?
A bunch of cars just, I guess one car in front decided to stop in the middle of the highway for no reason on the fast lane. And the car behind that person didn't realize that, so they slammed the brakes, hit them. So it was like four cars hit each other in front of me, and I was far enough back that I hit my brakes to avoid the person in front of me. So I didn't hit that person, but then I got smashed in the back, and four other cars followed. So, it was like 10 cars, and I think like 6 or 7 cars were probably totaled, and 3, 4 was it we had to drive home. Yep. I don't know who goes from 60 to like 20 miles an hour for no reason on the highway, but I'm pretty sure it was just for no, honestly, the accident was just no reason. It's just 2020, and that's what happens.
Because of COVID, yeah. It's just a wacky year. But no, there is a lot of drivers in this area. A lot of people are glued to their phones.
Our insurance went up when I came here, and Danielle was in charge of getting the insurance stuff sorted out. And when she told me it was going to go up a couple of dollars because we moved here, and I was like, what do you mean? I've never seen an accident here. She was like, the person told her, there's frequent accidents around here. I'm like, that's a bunch of bollocks. I haven't seen any. Well, 2 weeks later, I got into one. So apparently, whoever told her, that was pretty correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad traffic. What part of Pennsylvania are you guys originally from?
We're originally from Lancaster.
So that's decently populated, but nowhere near as populated as...
Yeah, nowhere near. Nowhere near, yeah.
I mean, back where you guys are...
We definitely don't have any 4 or 5 lane roads, I'll tell you that much.
Right. And where you are living in Sterling is close to us. I would say even Sterling is not as congested as if you were to drive out to Fairfax or Arlington. It gets real bad. And there's always construction on these roads.
And that's kind of, I work around that area, and that's what it is, because I don't really have a set schedule. I'm in charge of a bunch of clinics around that area, Alexandria, Arlington, D.C., Maryland. So because I drive a little bit in and out. Some days I work from home. So, and that day it was nothing to do with work. I was done with work, and my uncle said he had some chicken on the grill, and I said, you know what, I'll go down there. Well, that was a bad idea. So that's what happened.
I'm glad you made it up.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Thanks. So what's going on with the life insurance? How can we get that done?
Very easy process. I mean, for a person that's young and healthy, it's super easy. The application process just consists of a couple of medical questions, and then we want to schedule a medical exam for you and Danielle. Basically, an examiner will come to your house, take a blood and urine sample, send it back to the labs for the underwriting team to review, and then within like 2 weeks, they have a decision for you based on your height and weight is a great indicator, but then also they look at the blood pressure and the cholesterol and a couple other items just to assess your general health.
Yeah, that makes sense. Can we I'm not sure if we want to get her life insurance. I know initially she spoke about getting it, but I don't see a point of both of us getting it because I'm the provider at home. So I'm less worried if something happened to her because my job is pretty stable and decent, but I'm more worried about me because I'm the bulk of the income, you know what I mean? That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you think, but I was thinking more. just getting it for myself just because it didn't seem.
Well, you can certainly look at getting less for Danielle. We had that conversation. She was kind of telling me that she makes less income than you, and she's kind of like in between jobs due to the state move.
Mm-hmm.
But I explained to her that if something happens to her, because she told me that you guys have some children together, that that could throw an unexpected curveball at you as well, because then you know, if you're not prepared for her death, then you have to hire a nanny or an au pair to come take over the child care duties, and that in itself is very expensive. So, I mean, definitely we want to help your income earning ability. But she adds value to the household as well in terms of, you know, keeping the household running. So I would probably recommend less coverage for her. But she definitely needs to have some kind of life insurance coverage in force.
Okay. I think if the price is right for her, I would do it. But I'm more worried about just how much it would cost. And I'm just like, man, she already told me it's pretty high for me anyway. So I was like, well, I guess, I guess we wouldn't know what the numbers are until after all the evaluation is done and it's a final number, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have a preliminary estimate based on the build. Based on your height and weight, we can to a fair degree estimate how much we would charge you for X amount of coverage, but the medical exam is going to be the final say.
Gotcha. All right, I think, well, let's go ahead and do the medical, and then I think depending on what the final number is, then I'll lean one way on the other. Because I'm on the fence with her, but I think probably the final figure would kind of push me over the edge one way or the other, you know?
Sure. Now, what I discussed with her, she told me your income. I said, let's look at it like this. I'm going to send you three options for ABBA, and I'm going to send you three options for yourself. Because a financial planner will recommend that you supplement each family member's income by between 5 and 10 years. That's the recommendation. So I asked her how much you guys owe on the mortgage and how much is ABBA earning annually and how much would we, you know, how much does it make sense to supplement his income for 5 years, 10 years, and then some number in between. So for 5 years of supplementing your income, ABBA, we came up with $850,000, which is roughly 5 times your gross salary before taxes plus your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So $850,000, assuming that you are eligible for the top class for your height and weight, would be $52 per month. Then at the longer range of supplementing your income for 10 years plus your mortgage, we have $1.3 million in life insurance coverage. And that's going to break down to about $72 per month. And then the option in between would be $1,075,000. That would be $60 per month. So super affordable any way you look at it. But it's really going to be...
Now, is this sorry, quick question for you, sir. Is this a term? Is this a term, right? Life insurance?
It is. It is term life insurance for 30 years.
Okay. Just making sure. All right. All right, well, let's look at that. And what are you thinking for her? What was the number for her? You know?
For her, I want to say that she said her income was somewhere around $40,000. And she's going to be changing jobs, right? So won't have employment here in Virginia to start looking. So I looked at it like, what's the mortgage balance if she dies, plus 5 years of her income? So the first figure I threw at her was $600,000. For her, it's going to cost her $33 a month. And then I also showed her 10 years at $800,000 worth of life insurance for $42 a month. And then an option right there in the middle at $700,000 for $37 a month. So, I mean, there is a way that both of you guys can be covered for the amount that you want for, you know, just about – or even less than $100 per month for both of you.
Yeah. Honestly, sir, I think I'll probably go without her just because, God forbid, I mean, obviously nobody plans for something to happen, but I think I'll take my chances with that on me. Now, if it happened to both of us, that would kind of screw them. But I take my chance with me than having her on it. I feel like it's kind of a waste of $30 because I should be up at a decent salary by December, over 100. And I think over 100, I can pay for somebody or do whatever I need to do. So I'll just go with just me.
Well, I mean, it's going to be – the way you can look at it is the death benefit, if she does pass, comes to you tax-free in one lump sum. So, I mean, how you choose to spend the money after that is up to you, but hiring an au pair is kind of a lengthy process. You know, there's an
application. What I'm worried about is, for example, this is what I'm worried about. In 10 years, if we paid give or take 90 to 100 bucks, that would be – that's like 12 grand in a year. Well, 12 grand a year, if I just buy mutual funds, I'll end up with like, if I buy the right one, I'll end up with like 30 G's. You know, that's, you know, it's out of the numbers. I'm just like, if I invested it differently, I don't know if that's smart to invest it in, you know, I feel like plan for me is the future, but I don't want to have too much money in the maybe. I'm torn. I don't know if this is even the right time to. I'm just torn in between. I hear you 100%. I hear you. I'm just torn because I never even thought about it until she mentioned her. I never even thought about having her on it.
It'd be nice.
I think if it comes up to be like if I get a good result and it comes up to be around 80, 85. I'll probably go with it, but I think if it starts pushing 100, I don't think. I think that extra $10 to $15 probably pushed me away, because I know she's fully healthy.
Why don't we submit both of you at the same time? That way, when the medical examiner comes, they can take both your blood and your urine at the same time, and then after we get the test results, if she qualifies for a rating class less than what we think she's eligible for, then you can withdraw her application and you can continue with yours.
I think that's a great idea, sir. Let's see what we can get. Let's see that. If we can get a good number for both of us, then we go with that. That's a good idea.
Because I hear you, what you're saying about investing, but that's, you know, assuming that we are guaranteed to stay alive, to see those investments.
That is true.
The life expectancy
for a lady that's healthy is pretty good. You know, that's why. Otherwise, if we were in a different country, in a third world country, I doubt you guys would offer $30. So there is that.
Yeah,
the life expectancy, her chances are pretty high. So I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
The year 2020, everything's different.
Yeah. After 2020, the chances are pretty high. She can make it through 2020.
I mean, we got talks about mandatory vaccines, conspiracies about Bill Gates.
I know, right? We're applying to be able to get the vaccines away. So who knows? Next month, we probably will have some vaccines too. So you can feel free to stop by. I work with All Care. We'll give you a vaccine. I might not have one, but I can give you one.
Is the medical company you work for?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this? From the three options that I've prepared for both of you, let's go with the middle option. We can change it after the medical exam results come back. That meaning if you want more coverage after that, that's doable. Or if you want less coverage than that is also doable. But this would be like supplementing each of your income for 7.5 years. So if a financial planner is telling you between 5 and 10 is our recommendation, that's right there in the middle. That would be about $60 a month for you, $37 a month for Danielle. And then based on the lab results, then we figure out, you know, are you guys the ultra select category or did you not quite make it because of weight or height or cholesterol or blood pressure or what have you? And even in that case, it's just a couple of dollars difference. But we can make adjustments to the ultimate plan before we finalize anything.
All right, so that works for me. I think she said, unless you guys do it in Pennsylvania as well, You guys only work around here, right?
Oh, so are you in Virginia and she's not in Virginia yet?
Yeah, she's not in Virginia yet. She moves here on the 22nd, but she does come in on, she's planning to come in, I think, the 10th or the 11th of December. And she's going to be around, I think, from the 10th to the 14th. I think she plans to leave on Monday. I think she plans to come Thursday evening, leave Monday afternoon. So there is like Friday the 11th or Monday the 14th that she'll be here. So those are the times that we're going to be in the same place at the same time. Otherwise, this Friday, which is the day of Thanksgiving, I'm going to be in Pennsylvania with her again. So those are the days. 27th will be in Pennsylvania. The 11th of December we'll be together here. And then the 14th we'll be together here until, yeah, that's pretty much the schedule for the next 2 weeks.
That would be perfect. So what days is she going to be back in Virginia?
She'll be back on the 11th. So she'll be back on the 10th, but at night, and then the 11th, we'll be together all day, and then Monday the 14th, we'll be together for most of the day until she leaves in the afternoon.
Got it. So then I would say Saturday the 11th of December would be a perfect time for us to schedule the medical exam.
Okay, that's the 12th, right? The Saturday the 12th.
Oh, did I say the
Friday,
yeah,
the 11th?
The 12th. You got it.
Yep. All right.
So
that'll be perfect.
A couple of questions that I have for you, Abba, would be pertaining to your medical doctor. Now, if you haven't got a doctor here in Virginia yet, that's fine. But we'll need to know who's the doctor that holds the medical records for you guys from prior years in Pennsylvania.
So this is – I don't think we've been to the doctor in years. So that's the truth right there. We have, unless she, well, I guess she did because she was pregnant. But I haven't gone in a while. I do work for clinics, so I can get physicals or whatever. I just haven't done it. That's the truth. So I don't even know what records are out there. I don't think I've gone to a, this is going to sound terrible, but I don't think I've gone done a physical or anything since I was in like 8th, 9th grade or something like that, since I had to do it.
Because you'd basically be getting the equivalent of a physical, and there wouldn't be any charge for the exam. So it would give you a nice update on your health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. My boss is trying to get me to get one. I just find it weird, people I'm in charge of, to get one, and they may see me make it or whatnot. I guess it's their job, but, you know, I'm their boss. I don't know. That's kind of weird.
Well, what I like to say is if you listen to your body whisper, then you don't have to hear it scream. So what that means is if you pay attention to like the minor issues that you have, then you're not suddenly surprised when you turn 40 and then you have, you know, all these health complications. So it's good to measure blood pressure and cholesterol, and diet plays a major role in that. But it's okay, so you haven't been in a couple years, but who were you seeing previously, the name of that doctor?
Honestly, I have to look. I don't even know if I have that information. I have to look. Man, I haven't been a doctor in so long. I have to look. I'm sure maybe part of the important information, they might have something in there. But
would it have been your childhood doctor?
Yeah, probably. Oh, wow. I may just have to call my mom and see if she knows. She probably know.
Might even have to call your mom.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
I'm passionate of that, but I might have to do that.
Let's have you do that, and let's also have you answer some questions that you can answer. So as far as height and weight, what do you consider your build to be?
I'm 215, and I'm 6 foot, 5'11", depending on the day. Sometimes I hear 5'11", sometimes I hear 6.
Okay. And were you born in Pennsylvania?
No, sir. I was born in Nigeria.
Oh, okay. Born in Nigeria.
Yes, sir.
But you are a naturalized citizen?
No, sir. I'm a permanent resident.
Permanent resident. Okay. And I think Danielle did tell me the name of your employer, but just as I have you on the phone, what is the name of the employer?
It's Capital Healthcare, PC.
That's in DC?
It's not PC, that's what I meant.
Capital Healthcare. Oh, Alexandria, is that it?
Yeah, we have our main office in Alexandria, yep.
Is that the office you go to or the one in Bethesda?
That's the one all our mail and everything goes to. So that's like that was the first one. So we kind of have that as like the head, you know, the lead, depending on how you want to call it.
Okay, but which office do you drive to?
Most times I start off my day over there.
Which one, Bethesda or Alexandria?
Alexandria, that's what I mean.
Okay, yeah, so that's why you were involved in that heavy traffic.
Yeah, the 60-20 Richmond Highway.
Okay. So then we also want to confirm your tobacco usage. So tell me about your usage or non-usage of cigarettes, smokeless tobacco, chewing, dip.
No tobacco. Nothing.
Nothing with tobacco.
No, sir.
That's good. And so we have no primary doctor. We may be able to submit the application without a primary doctor. Or I might need you
here. Like, you know, we have a bunch of primary doctors working for us. I can always just see one here if you want me to. I don't know why I've been wasting time, but I can see one.
We also want to see like who has your previous records.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
We would want to see like who's the doctor that
your previous. Oh, okay, yeah. I'm gonna have Danielle try and find something. It was my mom, and then I got married, and then it was my wife. So I will ask both of them to see if they can help me out.
Okay. And then she had stated your income approximately $80,000 per year?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hopefully soon it'll be 100 next month.
Yeah, let's make it six figures.
Yeah,
so for Dean,
that's the plan. That was what was promised to me, but we'll see.
That'll be a nice little promo. Now, Danielle had given me her income at about $40,000, and she said that her height and weight was, should have this written down,
5'9", 135, I think, something like that.
Okay. And where was she born?
Texas. She's born in Texas.
Born in Texas. All right. And then, Ava, can I have you read off to me your social?
It is 326-918-5551.
Do you know Danielle's?
That is a good question. Every time you send it to me, I delete it. But let me see here. One moment.
And I started. Well, I got my wife's written down because I would keep forgetting it.
I'm always worried that somebody's going to look through my phone and see it. Why? I don't know. But every time she sends me, I delete it, and she sends it again, she gets tired of sending it. But I may have some in here. Just give me one second. Just have to scroll all the way up here. No.
So just to put you at ease, Abba, when we submit the application, no money is charged, not until a decision is made from the underwriters. So basically, we're just submitting an application, and that just serves as a placeholder until the medical results are collected and reviewed by the underwriters in the lab, and that would be on the December 12th date. So it's a couple weeks in the process, but will we touch base with you during that process to keep you updated along the way?
Gotcha. Let me see. I should have this here. Oh, my. Oh, maybe I lied. I can't find it. Oh, one moment. Actually, I think I know where I can find it.
While you're looking for that, I'll just rattle off some of the medical questions that are asked. They want to know if you have ever been treated.
Oh, I got it now. I got it for her. Oh, my bad. Hold one second. All right, you ready? I got hers.
Yes, sir.
It is 629-265284.
629-265284?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, have you ever received disability before, had any health insurance applications declined, been convicted of more than two moving violations, had your license suspended or revoked for DUI?
No, sir.
Okay, and have you been convicted of any criminal offenses in the last 10 years?
No, sir.
Okay. I like you, Evan. You're very easygoing guy.
Thanks, man. My easygoing is probably what makes me not go to the doctor like I'm supposed to.
Do you feel good, though?
Yeah, I feel good, but I feel like you should. Everybody tells me you should go at least once a year.
No, I got an opinion on the doctor, though. Sometimes people go in feeling great and come out feeling sick. So a lot of help is mental.
That's what I've heard.
There's a lot of people unnecessarily taking prescription pills for things that they fix with their diet.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, at least.
I like your opinion. I think you're right.
And so what time will you be free tonight? Because I'm going to try to submit the application without your primary doctor. But if I'm unable to do so, would you be able to call your mother in the meantime within, like, the next hour?
Yeah, I'll try and contact both of them and see what I can find.
And then as far as Danielle, did she go to the doctor? Do we know who her either primary doctor or OBGYN is?
I don't think. Honestly, I think she was just like me, but since she got pregnant, she had to go somewhere like every couple of weeks or something. So I think that's probably, she will have somebody, but I don't know who, because when you're pregnant, they send you a bunch of them, but I know there was one guy in particular, she saw a lot, Dr. Awolio, let me see, St. Joseph.
Oh, yeah. See, that's good. Now we're jogging your memory. If you at least know the last name, I can Google the address.
Yep. Let me see. Joseph Penn. Website. I'll get him here in a moment. Yep, I got him right here. First and last name.
All right. What is that?
His first name is, I'm probably butchering it, Elolo, E-L-O-L-O. And his last name is Awoye, which is A-W-O-U-Y-A.
That's in Reading, PA?
Yes, sir. Whoa, how'd you know that?
Oh, Google knows everything.
Oh, you Google it? Oh, okay. I was like, what?
All right. And how old is your young one?
He is 4 months. That's some change.
Oh, wow. So is Mr. Elolo the one, is he who delivered the baby, or he was just the doctor?
No, on the day he wasn't in, but he was the one she was seeing a lot. Once in a while, she would see somebody else, but he was the main guy.
Okay. And when's the last time that she saw him?
My guess is probably a couple of weeks when she delivered, so maybe 5 months ago.
Probably like July of 2020?
Yeah, July or late June. Most likely July. Yeah, most likely first week of July.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Abba, I'll see if I can submit the applications without a doctor for you. And if I can do that, then I will. But in the meantime, if you can call your mother, figure out, you know, who is my childhood doctor, who did I used to go see, then I'll probably call you in about an hour to collect that information.
All righty. I'm going to make some phone calls then.
All right. So just stand by right around like 5:30. I'll be back in touch with you.
No worries. I appreciate that.
Good meeting you, and welcome to Virginia, Abba. I hope we get to talk again. I'll call you in about
an
hour.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
All right, sir. My pleasure. Take care.